क्या पॉडकास्ट सिर्फ बड़ों के लिए होते हैं? बिल्कुल नहीं। मिलिए इंडिया के सबसे बड़े बच्चों के ऑडियो नेटवर्क चाइम्स से। यहाँ आपको मिलेंगी अकबर, बीरबल और तेनाली राम जैसी मजेदार कहानियाँ, विजर्ड ऑफ डार्जिलिंग और पिनोकियो जैसी ऑडियो बुक्स, लिटिल एक्सप्लोरर्स और कभी सोचा है जैसे साइंस पॉडकास्ट्स। आज ही डाउनलोड करें चाइम्स पॉडकास्ट ऐप एप्पल या गूगल प्ले स्टोर से।
दिस इज चाइम्स रेडियो ओरिजिनल पॉडकास्ट।
5 ओशंस, 7 कॉन्टिनेंट्स एंड सो मेनी कंट्रीज। इन दिस ज्योग्राफी पॉडकास्ट वी एक्सप्लोर द वर्ल्ड विद आवर लिटिल एक्सप्लोरर्स। टॉक अबाउट द कंट्रीज, देयर फ्लैग्स एंड लॉट्स मोर।
In this episode, I'm going to talk about a country which is called Paris of West Africa. It's Ivory Coast. Officially known as Republic of Côte d'Ivoire, its capital is Yamoussoukro. The official language is French and the people living there are called Ivorians. It is bordered by Guinea to the northwest, Liberia to the west, Mali to northwest, Burkina Faso to the northeast, Ghana to the east, and Gulf of Guinea to the south, which is Atlantic Ocean. Some interesting facts about this country are, historically there were many kingdoms which were present in this country. In 1842, it was colonized by France, but got its independence in 1960. As the name suggests, the country used to have ivory trade from 15th to 17th centuries. This country has the largest church in the world. It's called Basilica of Our Lady of Peace of Yamoussoukro. And there are 4 UNESCO World Heritage Sites present in the country, one of which is Mount Nimba, which is a nature reserve. And the country shares this nature reserve with another country, Guinea. And this reserve is quite rich in flora and fauna. This reserve is on the Nimba Range, which has the highest mountain of both Ivory Coast and Guinea, which is Mount Nimba. And Ivory Coast is world's largest producer and exporter of cocoa beans. And what do cocoa beans make? They make chocolates, yes. Another UNESCO listed site is Kome National Park, which is one of the largest protected areas in Western Africa, and it is famous for the diversity of plants it has. There is a town which is UNESCO listed, and it is Grand Bassam, which has the French colonial influence still visible in the city. And a very dense rainforest, quite rich in flora and fauna, called Tai National Park is another UNESCO listed site. It has 250 species of birds, over 1,000 species of plants, of which there are around 50 which are endemic to the country. Now let's take a look at the flag of Côte d'Ivoire. If you take India's flag and rotate it 90 degrees to its left, remove the chakra from between, it'll make the flag of Côte d'Ivoire. That is, it has 3 vertical stripes. Orange is the first one, followed by white, and then is the green towards the fly side. So that's the flag of this country. To know about other countries, their flags, and interesting things about them, listen to more episodes of this podcast, which is Little Explorers.